President Trump's re-election was once seen as a potential boon for right-wing politicians around the world. But with elections next week in Canada and Australia, Trump's trade war and harsh words for allies have made him a liability for conservatives outside the U.S. NPR's Scott Newman reports.
It wasn't long ago that Pierre Poilievre, the leader of Canada's opposition Conservative Party, was riding high. The incumbent Liberal Party, with an unpopular Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the helm, was looking historically weak. In a page right out of Trump's playbook, Poilievre's message of tax cuts, downsizing Canada's government, and ending woke ideology was resonating with voters. But Trump's tariffs and talk of annexing Canada changed all that, forcing Poilievre into damage control mode. Here he is speaking in February.
So let me be clear. We will never be the 51st state.
In recent weeks, Canada's Liberals, now under Prime Minister Mark Carney following Trudeau's resignation, have staged a strong comeback, says Semra Sevi, an assistant professor of political science at the University of Toronto.
And now we're talking about them possibly forming a majority government. So in 3 months, that's a major shift in Canadian politics.
In Australia, too, a Trump bump for right-wing populists has turned into a Trump slump. Opposition candidate Peter Dutton leads a two-party coalition. He initially touted a down-under version of MAGA, but now he's trying to distance himself from Trump. Here he is at a recent campaign stop being questioned by a reporter.
You want to make Australia great again?
I want to get rid of a bad government. That's what I want to do.
Ryan Neelam is director of the Public Opinion and Foreign Policy Program at the Lowy Institute in Sydney. He says Trump's tariffs have hit a nerve with voters, and as a result,
the coalition seems to be in survival mode right now.
Neelam says in the last year, trust in the U.S. has plunged to a record low. Now, only about a third of Australians say they have any trust in the U.S. to act responsibly on the world stage. Scott Newman, NPR News.